Transgender councilwoman Beni Brioli has received more than 20 death threats since she was elected 2 years ago. She was forced to leave Brazil for safety reasons and only returned after being promised special protection. That did not happen.
I have no security, only a bodyguard.
Brioli still fears for her life, but has decided to run for Rio de Janeiro's state legislator in October's elections.
These elections are not only about ideals and votes, they're also a challenge to remain alive. We've seen people being killed because they're on one side or the other. The political polarization is very strong.
Brazil has a history of political violence, but since 2018, when the last presidential elections were held, there are growing concerns that verbal and written death threats may be actually carried out.
In July, a supporter of President Jair Bolsonaro shot down Marcelo Arruda, a member of the leftist Workers' Party, founded by former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Lula is Bolsonaro's main rival in October's presidential election and is heading the polls. Valdir Ferraz, who is running for Congress and is a close friend of Bolsonaro, says all candidates are taking security measures seriously. He remembers the day Bolsonaro was stabbed during the 2018 campaign.
Bolsonaro is wearing a bulletproof vest, but that's not enough. He will always ignore protocol to talk to the people.
The same year Bolsonaro was stabbed and elected, councilwoman Marielle Franco, an activist of black and gay rights, was executed. The crime was never solved, but a statue in her name has been inaugurated. During the past 3 years, political violence in Brazil has tripled.
Brazilian politics has always been polarized, but since 2018, we've had President Jair Bolsonaro openly disseminating hatred. No other president has done this. That's led to an increase in political violence.
Brazil's federal police has been training an extra 300 agents to protect candidates during October's elections. But many in Brazil fear it's not enough. Monica Nakiev, Al Jazeera, Rio de Janeiro.